tend to make the distinction between what some people call a universal screen and then tier one, tier two, tier three. Some people say that all kids should be screened periodically, especially during kindergarten or first grade, because then you're not just focusing on the at-risk group, which is what we tend to do. You're focusing on all kids, which means that there may be some kids who initially were incorrectly designated as either at risk or not at risk, and you can then pick them up with a subsequent universal screen. Now, if you're going to do a universal screen at various points throughout the year, then clearly that universal screen has got to be a very, very cost-effective, practical instrument. It can't take very much time and effort because you're screening everybody. But, you know, to me, at any rate, this is a relative detail. And is a universal screen given 3-4 times a year better than a screen that's given only in the fall? I mean, there's more than one way right now to skin the cat. And I don't think there anybody should try to promote RTI as this one approach, because there really are many different ways of doing it at this point, and we don't know which approach is better than the other.